BLSA is deeply concerned by the announcement that the president will sign the NHI bill into law on Wednesday, the 15th of May, given the fact that it has many substantive and procedural constitutional flaws. In its current form, the NHI will not work. It has no implementation plan because implementation is impossible, and it has no funding plan because funding it is impossible. And this will be very damaging to the country's healthcare sector. Let me just hasten to say that as business, we have every interest in seeing universal healthcare coverage in South Africa because we understand that it seeks to address the vast inequalities, and that is important. But for it to can do that, it must be sustainable, and it needs to be provided in a way that best uses the scarce resources of the state. And the NHI, as it is conceived in the bill that is about to be signed, is not that. As it stands now, it is going to leave all South Africans worse off in a system in which state provision becomes impossible because the public health care service cannot deliver and the private health care provision is going to be effectively closed down. The Minister of Health is on record as saying that government needs about 200 billion rands first to fix the hospital infrastructure before they can implement this. Implementation of this is going to require great sophistication from a systems and operations perspective, which we currently don't have because it doesn't exist in government. The problem is that once this is in the books, we'll enter a painful period which will do no good for either the health system or government. National Treasury is going to be forced to appear to attempt to find a way to fund the NHI, despite the fact that there are many other demands on it for funding that cannot be satisfied as it is. I must, however, say that the timing of this, from our perspective as business, is no coincidence. Already the Gauteng Premier is going around promising voters something he knows very well is not going to happen. He can't go around telling people that after the elections they can go into any private hospital and they can be treated for free and government will pay that bill. That is not what is going to happen. That is not how this is going to work. But we know as business that one of the risks we're going to have to contend with this, this year is populism, which was going to manifest itself in government making promises that they know very well they cannot keep. And that risk has unfortunately materialized. And as business, we unfortunately have no choice but to evaluate the options that are available to us in responding to this. And as BUSA, we have already mentioned in our statement that we are going to take action, and our subsequent actions will be guided by our belief that it is essential that we get the NHI right through all means that are at our disposal, including appropriate legal interventions.